The Red River Farm Network Parade of Champions celebrates 4-H and FFA across the region. This effort is sponsored in part by Ag Country Farm Credit Services, Minnesota Corn Growers Association, and NDFB. Today, we're talking with Caleb Houck. Caleb currently serves as a North Dakota State FFA officer, as well as is in 4-H. And Caleb, by way of introduction, tell me a little bit more about yourself.
I live on a farm near Forbes, North Dakota. I've been involved in 4-H since as early as I could. I started as a clover bud when I was 6 years old or whatnot, and so I just graduated high school and wrapping up my years in 4-H. And I've also been involved in FFA since ninth grade. I was part of the Oak Sergeant Central Ellendale FFA chapter.
And so obviously a big portion of your 4-H and FFA career has been showing livestock at the respective, county or state fair, you name it. And so tell me a little bit about what you have done in the past is in regards to showing livestock.
The first livestock project I exhibited was actually sheep. I started off with some sheep when I was very young. I live on a cattle ranch, so I got involved showing cattle and kind of stopped showing sheep for a while. And so I showed cattle for, I think this year was my eighth year showing cattle. I've also, the past couple years, my sister started her own flock of sheep, so I got back into showing sheep. And so the past couple years, I've shown both sheep and cattle.
Well, Caleb, not having a lot of county fairs and the state fair especially this year makes it a very unusual time, and you know that as well. With the process you went through being virtually selected as an FFA officer, related to either a county fair or state fair, what were you looking forward to this year? What projects did you have in the work?
So this year I had a market steer to show, and then I had a market lamb and a breeding ewe. And luckily, our county was able to do some sort of little show for our modified achievement days so that we could still exhibit those projects. Of course, it wasn't the same, but I was glad that they worked something out so we could still show off our hard work.
As you near the end of your 4-H and FFA careers, what advice do you have for younger members joining either organization?
My advice would be just to get involved and make the most of it. You know, when you first start out, it seems like you have forever to take advantage, but you don't really. It's only a few short years and they fly by, and before you know it, you're done. And then, you know, you'll look back and you'll say, oh, I wish I would have taken advantage of that opportunity, or, you know, I wish I would have been more outgoing or something like that. So just make the most of every opportunity you're presented. So, you know, be outgoing, try and make friends, and make the most out of what you've been given.
And Caleb, in closing, I'd like to know a little bit more about your future plans. Where do you plan to go to college? What sort of career path do you plan to study? And of course, has your involvement in 4-H and FFA helped you with those future goals?
Yeah, I plan to attend NDSU this coming fall, and I'm pursuing a major in agricultural economics. I decided basically on this major because through FFA, I was able to participate in the Farm Business Management CDE, and that really just gave me an insight into, you know, all things behind, like, managing a farm or ranch or an agribusiness. And so I realized that this really interests me, and I'm kind of good at it. So that's why I decided to study agricultural economics. As far as the career path goes, right now I'm actually kind of interested in pursuing a career as an agricultural lawyer. So, but of course, things can change, and I'm just interested to see what's out there.
This salute to our next generation is sponsored in part by North Dakota Grain Growers Association and Associated Milk Producers Incorporated. This has been a Parade of Champions highlight on the Red River Farm Network.